The final prophet, the final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final prophet, the final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursaleen, sayyidina ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. O Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. مرحبا أهلا وسهلا بكم to all our esteemed viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. You are watching the program called The Final Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Thumma Alhamdulillah. Let's get started by listening and reciting Durood and Salat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Arwahuna Fida, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam has stated in a beautiful hadith, the person who recites Durood-e-Pak 50 times in a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, in today's program, we are going to be discussing that to honor and revere the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is actually the basis and the foundation of one's faith and iman. It is going to be a very interesting topic, as this is the beautiful month of Rabi'ul Nur of our beloved Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please stay tuned with us till the end of today's program, for we do have some Madani pearls and some kalams that we'll be listening to. So inshallah azawajallah, for now, after listening to the praises or to the virtues of reciting Durood-e-Pak, let's listen and watch this beautiful kalam. And when we do return, we shall continue with our discussion and subject. Please be tuned and locked only to Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. مرحبا
جان مصطفی
مرحبا
ایمان مصطفی
مرحبا
ہے میری پہچان مصطفی
احمد مصطفی
مرحبا مرحبا
احمد مجتبی
مرحبا مرحبا
مرحبا
آل مصطفی
مرحبا
پیارے مصطفی
مرحبا
ہر طرف صدا
مرحبا مرحبا مرحبا
مرحبا
اس طرف جو نور ہے تو اس طرف بھی نور ہے، اس طرف جو نور ہے تو اس طرف بھی نور ہے، ذرہ ذرہ سب جہاں کا نور سے معمور ہے۔ احمد مصطفیٰ
مرحبا مرحبا،
احمد مجتبیٰ
مرحبا مرحبا،
جشن میلاد النبی ہے کیوں نہ جھومے آج ہم، جشن میلاد النبی ہے کیوں نہ جھومے آج ہم، فضا پر نور ہے۔
آئے مصطفیٰ مرحبا، پیارے مصطفیٰ
مرحبا،
ہر طرف سدائے
مرحبا مرحبا مرحبا،
جان مصطفیٰ
مرحبا،
ایمان مصطفیٰ
مرحبا،
ہے میری پہچان مصطفیٰ مرحبا مرحبا
مرحبا
مرحبا۔
آمینہ تجھ کو مبارک شاہ کا میلاد ہو، آمینہ تجھ کو مبارک شاہ کا میلاد ہو، تیرا آنگن نور، تیرا گھر کا گھر سب نور ہے۔
مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ مرحبا یا مصطفیٰ،
ہوں غلام مصطفیٰ اپنا تو دعویٰ ہے یہی، ہوں غلام مصطفیٰ اپنا تو دعویٰ ہے یہی، کاش فرما دے ہمیں منظور ہے۔
آئے مصطفیٰ
مرحبا،
پیارے مصطفیٰ
مرحبا،
ہر طرف سدائے
مرحبا مرحبا مرحبا،
جان مصطفیٰ
مرحبا،
ایمان مصطفیٰ
مرحبا،
ہے میری پہچان مصطفیٰ
احمد مصطفیٰ
مرحبا مرحبا،
احمد مجتبیٰ
مرحبا مرحبا،
وہ پیلا میں اہل محشر دیکھتے ہی بول اٹھے، وہ پیلا میں اہل محشر دیکھتے ہی بول اٹھے، آ گیا تار دیکھو عشق میں مخلوق المور ہے
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اینڈ سبحان اللہ, after listening to this beautiful kalam, I am hopeful from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla that through the blessings of this beautiful kalam, we have ignited the flames of muhabba and love in our hearts. In fact, it may have increased, dear viewers. This is the way one should love the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, in the Holy Quran Pak and as well as in the beautiful ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, over and again, Muslims are instructed to honor and to revere the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the basis of one's iman. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal in the Holy Quran Pak in Surah Al-Hujarat, verse number 2, have stated, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawtin nabiyyi wa la tajharu lah. ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون.
Translation from Kanzul Iman Sharif. O believers, do not raise your voices higher than the voice of the conveyor of the unseen, يعني رسول كريم رؤوف الرحيم صلى الله عليه وسلم, and do not speak aloud in his august court, just like you speak aloud to one another amongst yourselves, in case your deeds go to waste whilst you are unaware. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini channel, Subhanallah, from this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran Pak, we get to know the rule and the policy of a believer when he enters the court of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What should be the level of his adab and respect when he stands in the blessed court of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam? It has been stated by Hazrat Allama Mawlana Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that when you speak or implore in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then lower your voice. This is to show respect and adab when a person is at the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, in this verse, the respect and adab for the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being highlighted and explained. So Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran Pak over and again used beautiful words for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Now, this beautiful verse which we have just recited, dear viewers, listen to its shani nuzul, the reason for its revelation. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma explains that this verse was revealed in relationship to Hazrat Sayyiduna Thabit bin Qais bin Shamas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a companion of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Thabit bin Qais bin Shamas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had a problem with hearing, and because of this, he used to speak in a loud voice. It is also said that when this verse was revealed, Hazrat Sayyiduna Thabit bin Qais radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was so fearful of appearing in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he sat in his house fearing that he was a person who would be entering the hellfire. One day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired from Hazrat Sayyiduna Sa'ad radiyallahu anhu about the condition of Hazrat Sayyiduna Thabit bin Qais radiyallahu anhu. So he replied and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is my neighbor. Hazrat Sayyiduna Sa'ad radiyallahu anhu then visited Hazrat Sayyiduna Thabit bin Qais radiyallahu anhu and informed him about the inquiry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. At this point, Sayyiduna Thabit bin Qais radiyallahu anhu replied, since this verse was revealed, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti nabiyyi. Since this verse was revealed and you know that I speak the loudest among you, therefore, I am a person who will enter hell. When Hazrat Sayyiduna Sa'ad radiyallahu anhu reported this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he declared, definitely not. He is a person of Jannah. Subhanallah. This narration can be found in Sahih Muslim, dear viewers. What a beautiful, faith-refreshing hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to this companion who, due to his action, did not desire to present himself in the blessed court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam simply because of him speaking louder than the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is to maintain the level of respect. When a person goes into the court of the king, when a person presents himself into the court of the prime ministers of this world, there are policies in place of how a person should stand before the magistrate, how a person should stand before his parents, how a person should speak before the respectable people of the society. But this is no ordinary court, dear viewers. This is the court of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Hazrat farmate hain, bakhuda khuda ka yahi hai dar, nahi aur koi mafar maqar, jo wahan se ho yahi aake ho, jo yahan nahi to wahan nahi. This is the court of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this rule applies not only to insan but even to jinnat. Even when the jinns come in the court of the Holy Rasul, even when animals come to complain in the court of Rasulullah, they present themselves with utmost respect. For they are standing before Habibullah, Allahu Akbar. And there is no doubt that when the Creator Himself has shown such love when addressing Him in the glorious Quran Pak, then who are you and I, who are merely the servants of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to address him in any way that we desire and we wish? One is not allowed to call him in that way. But now let's look at the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran Pak. Allah Azza wa Jalla has directly commanded the believers, just after He has warned us and told us to believe in Allah Azza wa Jalla, to believe in Him and in His Messenger. Yani after the discussion of Tawheed, after the discussion of Iman, Allah Azza wa Jalla brings about another discussion in the Holy Quran Pak, which speaks about the respect of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ab dekhte hain ki what Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Holy Quran Pak.
لَا تَجْعَلُوا دُعَاءَ الرَّسُولِ بَيْنَكُمْ كَدُعَاءِ بَعْضِكُمْ بَعْضًا.
Do not make the calling of the messenger among yourselves just like one calls the other among yourselves. Allahu Akbar. Clearly, Allah Azza wa Jalla in this verse has warned us not to call the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this way. For dear viewers of Madani channel, some companions would call out to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Muhammad. Some would go to the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and call the beloved Rasul sallam, addressing him directly. And when this happened, Allah Azza wa Jalla protected the dignity and maintained the level of respect for his darbar by addressing the Muslims, that whenever you present yourself in the court of Rasulullah sallam, do not call him as you call one another. This is adab-i Rasul and the maqam of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if he is disrespected in any way, Allah Azza wa Jalla Himself makes this incumbent upon the Muslims, upon the believers, to obey and to follow this commandment, that when you are there, this is the way you should speak to him, this is the way you should address him. Since then, when this verse was revealed to your viewers of Madani channel, then the companions began to address the beloved Rasul Sallam with his titles, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Nabi Allah. Subhanallah. Therefore, when we recite Durood e Pak, we recite Durood with utmost respect and love with his titles. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rahmatan lil Alameen. All these are the titles and form of respect when you take the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. When this is the level of respect they maintain with regards to the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what do you think would have been the level of respect when it comes to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself? It's really a thought-provoking incident, dear viewers, for us to think and to ponder, for us to reflect. Do we show respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when we speak about him, when we quote him, when we recite the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, be aware and be concerned and realize that this is no ordinary court. The level of respect that needs to be maintained with regards to the people of the world is set by the people of the world. If you are in the court of any king, what level should one maintain is set by the king. What level of respect should be shown is set by the people. But this is that darbar, that no people, no insan makes a rule and regulation of respect here. Allah Himself decides how one should present himself in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Furthermore, when the kings and queens and the so-called rulers of this world leave this world, unke saath unke policies, unke saath unke banaye hue kanoon aur qawaid bhi chale jaate hain. 400-500 years ago, whether we're talking about Rome and Persia, whether they're speaking about any country in the world, Allahu Akbar, kings existed, came, ruled and left. Unke saath unke banaye hue kanoon bhi chale gaye. Kaun yaad karta hai? Who remembers them? But this qanun and this law of Allah Azza wa Jalla shall remain until the day of judgment with regards to the darbar of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ye kabhi badalne wala nahi hai. Whenever you are there, you speak with respect and adab. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini channel, subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Mughira bin Shu'ba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ki hadith hai. He narrates, kana ashabu rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqra'una babahu bil awafiri, that even when the companions would knock on the door of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would knock using their nails. This was the respect of the companions alayhi ridwan, as some people would do, which is against the norms of respect, that you continuously knock loudly on someone's door. Allahu Akbar. But when the level of respect was shown to the Sahaba, when Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed ayat in the Holy Quran Pak, teaching them and ordering and commanding the people until the day of Qiyamah, that this is the level of respect that needs to be met and maintained when one is at this court. The companions alayhim ridwan would then freeze even when they are in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to an extent that some companions mention even birds could sit on their heads, assuming them to be dead and lifeless. And this is how straight they would sit in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the Holy Rasul would address his companions. They would not shake, shift, move, cause any sort of disturbance during the khutbah and the majlis of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Respect the viewers of Malaysia. Subhanallah. Companions obeyed Nabi Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he said and what he had commanded sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was obeyed 112% by the companions alayhi muridwan, to the extent that Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that one person had a gold ring in his finger. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then approached this companion and removed the ring from his finger and threw it away, and said to the companions, would anyone like to have fire in his hand? After he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left, another companion advised him that pick it up, sell it and gain some benefit from the money that you earn from it. He says, by Allah Azza wa Jal, if my Nabi and if my master had thrown that, I would never go and take that which has been thrown by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it is disliked by him, it is disliked by me, I would not even want to sell that which my aqa and my master had thrown away. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the level of respect the Sahaba alayhi muridwan shown to Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Adab of the Sahaba, adab of the companion. What should we call him? What names should we use for him? Kis tarah hum sarkar ko pukare? Allahu Akbar. Allah Hazrat farmate hain,
sarvar kahu ke malik o maula kahu tujhe, sarvar kahu ke malik o maula kahu tujhe, sarvar kahu ke malik o maula kahu tujhe, baaghe khaleel ka gulay کہوں تجھے باغ خلیل کا گل زیبا کہوں تجھے.
اللہ اکبر. یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, یا نبی اللہ, او دا موسٹ مرسیفل رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, او دا ون ہو از رحمت للعالمین, دیز آر دا ٹائٹلز دیٹ ون کین یوز وین ہی میکس دعا, وین ہی سبمٹس ٹو اللہ عز و جل یوزنگ دا میڈیم آف او بیلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ڈیئر ویورز آف مدنی چینل, ایون وین یو ریسائٹ درود, دا بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیز سینڈ صلات اپون می ان دی موسٹ ایکسلنٹ مینر. وائی؟ بیکاز یور درود ریچز می, your durood is presented to me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we were discussing the level of adab with regards to the companions of alayhim ridwan, all the four khulafa, siddiq akbar radiyallahu an, whether it was the night of hijrat, as we all are aware how he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu during migration, such crucial moment when the kuffar were waiting with naked swords, and that sword or those swords were thirsty for the blessed and purified blood of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. During that particular night, Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu is the closest companion to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As he walked along with Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam during that night, sometimes he would walk ahead, sometimes behind. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then asked him, "Oh Siddiq, oh Abu Bakr, what is the matter?" And then he says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a thought then crosses my mind, what if an enemy of Allah azza wa jal and his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam attacks from the front? Allahu Akbar. Then I quickly go to the front. Then this thought comes to my mind, what if anyone attacks from behind? Then I go to the back. He is ever willing to sacrifice his life. This is the respect even when walking with the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to save the life, to protect the dignity and the respect of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, Umar Farooq radiyallahu an, Uthman Ghani radiyallahu an, and Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they all had maintained similar respect to the viewers of Madani Channel. We should speak more about our aqa, jin ke sadqe mein hame sab kuch mila hai, jin ke wasile se Allah azza wa jal ne hamari duaon ko qubool farmaya hai. Our duas are answered through his sadqa and wasila. For his sake everything in this world exists. We owe our lives to him, for that Nabi who remained thirsty, for that Nabi who remained hungry, for that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who tied stones on his stomach, who sacrificed his family to protect Islam, to bring us out of guidance and take us to light, to reform us, sacrifice everything, dear viewers. All we have to do is maintain respect, the adab of this darbar of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, these days we find people just speaking about the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith ki baat jab aati hai to hum uska lihaz zehn ke peeche nahi rakhte hain ki hum kis halat mein, kis condition mein, in what state we are. People very loosely quote the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But here, dear viewers of Madani Channel, look at those ushaq and lovers of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who maintain respect even when it comes to the words and the teachings and the hadith of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such as the great saint and the great scholar and the great imam of millions of Malikis throughout the world. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala intended to teach the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he used to remake his wudu. If he doesn't have wudu, he will make wudu and sit with absolute dignity. Allahu Akbar. Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi became very old, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. All his life, he never once rode an animal on the blessed streets of Madinatul Munawwara. People asked him about this as well. He says, "I cannot ride on an animal in this city in which the blessed body of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried." Allahu Akbar. Jis zameen par mere aqa صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کبھی چلا فرماتے تھے. دس از دا سیم لینڈ اپون وچ ہی ونس اپون اے ٹائم یوز ٹو واک اینڈ دس از دا سیم لینڈ بینیتھ وچ ہی از ریسٹنگ. ڈیئر ویورز آف مدنی چینل, تھنک فار یور سیلف, وے ڈیڈ ہی لرن دس فرام؟ دس از دا ایمان دیٹ اسپیکس, ٹو لو ہیم مور دین یور سیلف, مور دین یور فیملی اینڈ مور دین ایوری تھنگ ان یور لائف is actually the true faith one possesses. This is the sign of having and possessing true iman. If he sallallahu alayhi wasallam becomes more beloved to you than your children, your wealth, and your own life. This is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at Imam Malik. He loved him to such an extent that he would even feel shy to ride an animal on the streets of Madinatul Munawwara. To an extent that even when he had to answer the call of nature, Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would not relieve himself in the city of Medina. Rather, he would go on the outskirts of Medina to answer the call of nature. Allahu Akbar. And Allah has taught us. He taught you and I that this is the land of Madinatul Munawwara. How should one enter Medina? How should one walk on that city and that land? Hundreds and thousands of Sahaba Ikram Ali Muridwan are resting in the very same Madinatul Munawwara. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to walk during his apparent life in the very same city, and he is resting in Madinatul Munawwara under the beautiful Gumbad-e-Khazara. Allahu Akbar, he says,
Haram ki zameen aur qadam rakh chalna, haram ki zameen aur qadam rakh chalna, are sar ka mauka hai o jaan wale, are sar ka mauka hai o jaan wale, are sar ka mauka hai o jaan wale.
The land of Medina, and for me to walk upon my feet? No, this is not the place where one should use his legs to walk. Rather, he should go headlong. He should walk upon his head, though this is impossible. But from the explanation of love and muhabba, dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanallah, one should even fall in love with the thorns of Madinatul Munawwara. One should fall in love with even the dust of Madinatul Munawwara. When you respect the things which are connected to the beloveds of Allah Azza wa Jalla, this itself will grow the muhabba, respect, love, and reverence for the person for whom you are respecting that shay and that thing. For example, dear viewers of Madinatul Channel, Tabuti Sakina contained some tabarrukat and some remnants of the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, such as the ring of Sulaiman alayhi salam, the asa of Musa alayhi salam, his mubarak and blessed na'alain of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the turban of a Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla, some scriptures of Tawrat, some particles of Man and Salwa. This is what Tabuti Sakina had contained. Why was Tabuti Sakina respected? Because the things inside there had connection with the beloveds of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So anything that has connection with the friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla also attains a special respect and maqam and status, dear viewers of Madani Channel. The city of Medina has connection with Nabi Kareem, Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The city of Madinatul Munawwara has connection with Ahlul Bayt. The city of Madinatul Munawwara has connection with the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The city of Madinatul Munawwara has connection and closeness and proximity with the blessed companions alayhim ridwan. How cannot one love the city of Madinatul Munawwara? Medina, isliye attar, jano dil se hai pyara, ke rehte hai mere aqa, mere dilbar Madine mein. Subhanallah. Moving forward, dear viewers of Madani Channel, this was the level of respect of the Sahaba alayhi muridwan. Hazrat Sayyidina Urwa bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, who at that time had not yet accepted Islam. Which time? During the time the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. So he was sent on behalf of the kuffar and unbelievers of Makkatul Mukarrama to the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and their companions and his companions alayhim ridwan decided to perform Umrah. So when they stayed at Hudaybiyah, Urwa bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was sent as a delegator. So when he reached there, he seen very closely how the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan treated Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After he observed the entire situation, when he returned back to Makkatul Mukarrama, he called all the chiefs of Makkah and he said to the people that I have visited the big and famous kings of many countries,
I have visited the kings of Rome and Persia. I have visited the kings of Najash. But I had never ever seen such respect which the people of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give to him. Allahu Akbar. Urwa bin Mas'ud says to the chiefs of Makkah, O people, I had witnessed and seen that if he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goggles his mouth, washes his face, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not allow that water to touch the ground. Rather, they would go and fetch and catch that water with their hands. Allahu Akbar. He was fascinated and astounded after he saw what respect the Sahaba alayhim ridwan showed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he announced and publicized that type of respect amongst the kuffar of Makkah, that this is what I had seen with my eyes. Dear viewers of Madani channel, there are so many incidents and stories that shows us how should Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be respected. It is the month of Rabi'un Noor, and this month has connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. Therefore, we are saying everything and anything that has connection with the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla also deserves respect and adab, like the month of Rabi'un Noor. So when the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal comes, Ashiqani Rasul throughout the world celebrate this month. They publicize the favor of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon themselves by expressing joy and happiness during that moment. For it is that moment when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into this world, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. We have now come to the end of today's program, dear viewers. But before we end, we would like to end on the nasiha and advice given by Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Allahu Akbar. It is stated that a person by the name of Abu al-As was one of the enemies of Allah Azza wa Jalla and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who lived in Makkah Mukarramah. Whenever he used to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would make funny faces to ridicule Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. One day, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely upset at his behavior. And as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passing by, and this person Abu al-As was imitating Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he was using disgusting expressions on his face. He displayed disgusting expressions on his face by ridiculing Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as he passed by in a state of anger, said to him, "Become like that." The narrator says, instantly as these words left the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person became permanently like that. Allahu Akbar. Yani his face became crooked permanently. In Khasa'is al-Kubra, dear viewers of Madani channel, you would learn this waqia and the story and incident is there, because jo mere sarkar farma diya karte hain, wo cheez ho hi jata hai. Allahu Akbar. This is from the mu'jiza and the miracles of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whatever he said to be would become instantly, as the poet says so beautifully.
Mu'jiza mere Nabi ka keh diya to ho gaya, mu'jiza mere Nabi ka keh diya to ho gaya, aapne qatre ko darya keh diya to ho gaya, aapne qatre ko darya keh diya to ho gaya.
Allahu Akbar. Now listen to what Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali many centuries ago had said this in the language of Persian, in the language of Farsi. Ji haan, Masnavi Sharif mein aapne is poore waqiye ko is tarah se arz kiya hai, is tarah se likha hai. Subhanallah, he says,
Adhan kaz gardu az tasakhur bakhwan mar Muhammad radhanash kajbaman.
Allahu Akbar. He says that he made his mouth crooked and called the name of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ridiculed Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for the entire life, for the rest of his life, his face became crooked permanently. Allahu Akbar. He's recalling that moment and he tells the people, then he says,
باز آمد کہ محمد عفو کن الطاف علم من لدن.
He came back saying, forgive me, O Muhammad, forgive me, when his face became crooked. O you to whom belong the divine favors and knowledge from Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive me. Allahu Akbar. But what was his state? Mulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala then further says, he says,
Man tura afsos bhi kar damz jal man badam afsos raman subo ahal.
He says, Ya Rasulullah Sallam, in my ignorance I have ridiculed you, I have mocked you, while I myself am to be ridiculed and deserving of it. Allahu Akbar. I deserve to be ridiculed. I deserve to be mocked. But in return, I done this to you, Ya Rasulullah. I seek forgiveness. I seek. However, he cried and cried a lot and begged, but the arrow had left the bow, and it was the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, woh zaba jisko sab kun ki kunji kahe uski nafiz hukumat pe lakho salam. Allahu Akbar. It is the word that left the tongue of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that person was then destroyed for the rest of his life. So therefore, dear viewers, we should be very careful when we say the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah azza wa jal loves his Habib to such an extent that even the person who has the name after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever's name is Muhammad or Ahmad, Allah showers his blessings upon such a person as well. If such a person is sitting on a dining table or dining mat whose name is Ahmad or Muhammad, twice Allah Azza wa Jalla reveals barakah and blessings on such a tablecloth and table spread, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jalla pardon our sins. May Allah forgive us. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the tawfiq and ability to repent if we have not yet repented from the sins we have committed. Make sincere tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Recite abundance of durood and salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read the biography of the companions alayhi muridwan who held very firm onto the teachings of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and taught us as followers how to respect and how to behave when you are in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jalla forgive us. For the next time when you go to Madinatul Munawwara, maintain respect when you are in the court of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if besides being in the Haramain Sharifain, even if you are out of the Haram Sharif, always remember and be observant of the place where you are. For Allah has chosen you from millions of people to leave your country and go to Makkah and Madinatul Munawwara. You are indeed fortunate. So maintain the utmost level of respect and adab when you are in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah forgive our sins. May Allah pardon us. Until next time, stay good. Jiha, be good and do good. Wherever you are, we leave you once again and we terminate on the mission of Da'wati Islami. We leave you reminding you the maqsad and the slogan of your beautiful movement of Quran and Sunnah, and that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The final prophet, the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The final prophet, the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.